Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The iPad of info. Here we are, the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria. Doug, Jay, and Jennifer. Victoria is on vacation for the next 4 or 5 days, so we have time. Well, we always have time to focus in on one or two things that are very important to all of us. And I think today, Jennifer, who has been out straight with coverage, involvement, and articulation regarding the situation in California. The recall is today. Larry Elder, who's people say he's challenging the governor. That's not really the way I would look at this at all.
The state is challenging the governor. The state is what is pushing back. It's in fact, I think it's almost. I'm glad that they misunderstand it this way when they call it a Republican recall, or they say Larry Elder is challenging the governor. It's the people of California who are tired of what's been going on and the poor leadership, and they're the ones challenging him.
There's a story of a farmer, excuse me, that I saw yesterday in the Central Valley who voted for Newsom, who's a lifelong Democrat, supported Biden in the election. And I don't know if you've seen his story. If you haven't, I'll send it to you, Jennifer, because it's a great, he'd be a great guest on your local Los Angeles program. He has rallied hundreds of farmers because farmers are important. Agriculture is the biggest industry in California.
Sure.
And so he's rallied hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of farmers to recall Newsom. He said there's, and he went through a litany of things that are wrong that have caused him great financial damage. And bad, you know, the bad management.
A lot of it goes back to water. Water is a huge issue in California. There's just not enough for all of us. And for the farmers who have been here for generations, they're not able to get the water that they need to keep up with the crops that they need to stay in business and to feed all of us. And one of the things that Larry Elder has been doing, and I don't know if any of the other candidates have been doing that. Quite frankly, I haven't seen them. But he's been out there with the farmers, talking to them, talking about the water problem. And when you ask him what he's going to do on day one, he says he's going to do three things. He's revoking the vaccine mask mandate. And he always says, Larry Elder is vaccinated and Larry Elder wears the mask. But he doesn't think that the government's place is to be telling people to do the same. And so that's one thing. The homeless crisis, he said he's going to declare state of emergency on homelessness and on water. And both of those things would allow for executive action so that you can go in, skip the legislature, and make some real changes for people who are suffering right now.
I think Larry would do a pretty good job knowing him. I think he, regardless of the political point of view, and he's a very smart guy. If he's as smart as he always has been, he won't run down the political route. He'll do the practical thing and do actually what he's saying he's going to do, and that's fix a lot of these things that are basic management things that have nothing to do with politics. And I don't mean to interrupt you, but I had a very interesting, I watched Bill Maher sort of with an eye or an ear, both, to him and his own stuff, because he's got lots of stuff. Mm-hmm. But he's so smart, and he always comes up with a couple of things every week that are worth tillage. You know what I mean? Tillage in the farm means turning it over.
Right.
And this whole business of the water crisis, he spent about a quarter of an hour, almost a quarter of his program last Friday, talking about what ought to be done. One of the things, and he took real shots at Gavin Newsom because of the water situation. Why don't we desalinate the way the Israelis do?
Exactly what Larry Elder's saying. He said he would replicate the Israeli system.
And if we have oil pipelines all over the place, carrying oil from here to there to everywhere, we have millions of miles, actually a pipeline. People don't realize that because there's once in a while a controversy about whether to build one and what happens to them. But there are millions of miles. So why don't we? He had a map of the United States with a pipeline coming from from Nashville to Los Angeles, and a pipeline coming from the Mississippi River to San Francisco, and a pipeline coming from the Ohio Valley to inland California where the farmers are. Pipe water from places where they have too much, or they certainly have enough, into California. It's brilliant.
We aqueduct California. Why not take it from other places?
Well, then he used it. It's interesting. He said the Romans did it back in, you know, before the what we call B.C. instead of Anno Domini, when the Roman Empire started. That was the first thing they did. They built roads and aqueducts to get water from places where it was to places where it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And thus created a fabulous empire that was growing food, the transportation, the connections and stuff. They were very aggressive, but it was a good model. So what is the problem with that? How are people there such dolts?
He hasn't done anything. I mean,
what the hell does he do all day?
This is what I could say about Joe Biden. I don't like much of what he's done, but at least he's done a few things. I don't like what he's done, but there's been action. If you ask me to name some things that Gavin Newsom has done, I can't tell you, except for the government overreach that happened during COVID, what Gavin Newsom has done. He told us he was going to do more to manage wildfires, which is a big problem, and now you're finding out that he actually hid the money and used it for other things, and he didn't do any of the management. In fact, cut a deal with PG&E so that they wouldn't have to pay back their victims because he was on the take because they were lobbying his wife's company, and so his wife took money from them. His brother has taken money from different places. He made terrible deals with
outrage.
China. Yeah, and the latest, and we haven't had a chance to talk about it, is that Rose McGowan, who has been an outspoken advocate for the Me Too movement.
I saw her with Larry.
Came out and endorsed Larry on Sunday. He was late to our event. The reason I wasn't here yesterday is because we had an event. He was late to our event because he said, you know, I don't know if what she's saying is true or not, and I told her that. But she came out, but I will give her the chance to speak, which is more than the governor did. The governor's wife allegedly started hammering Rose McGowan and said, don't come out against Harvey Weinstein. What can we do to keep you quiet, when she was going to come out against disgusting Harvey Weinstein?
Mm-hmm.
And so she came out and said, I was being bullied by the governor's wife, and I'm voting for Larry Elder now. She said, you think it feels weird for me to vote for a Republican? It does, but I'm going to do it.
So then there's another angle to all of this. The whole business of what there is to learn about politics and government. There was another guest on with Bill Maher. He had George Will on, and this woman who is a professor from someplace, I forget where she was from, but she was obviously from the other side, and she said there ought not to be a recall. There ought to be, he's in there for 4 years, so at the end of the 4 years, that's what the system allows. If you're doing a lousy job, then you don't reelect them. And there are some people that make a good argument for that.
That's the only argument that's helping him right now.
Yeah.
And that's what the people who are defending, who are on the no side of the movement, say, why are we doing a recall? But it's the same reason. I mean, not to go with, you know, what happened to Trump, but he was impeached twice. And so if that's really true, I mean, we have to have a way to hold our leaders accountable. They can't just go hog wild when they get into office.
Okay, so let me go down that street with you for a minute. Yesterday, when you weren't here, we had Jay and Victoria and I had a conversation about the September 11th realities from this past weekend. And one of the things that has come out, and later on today, unfortunately, you won't be with us. There's a lady whose name is Kristen Breitweiler, who runs an organization, basically the only organization of families, people affected by September 11th. And she's all over this. She's been all over social media. I don't know, Jay, whether you've followed some of the things that she's come up with, but she's very outspoken. She's a lawyer, very smart. And she has questions on top of questions on top of questions that have not been answered. And she takes a real shot at all of the presidents from George Bush to Bill Clinton to Obama and Demers, what party you're in, they all have been implicated in high-level, almost treasonous activities to not go after the Saudis. There is direct evidence of the Saudis being involved. George Bush started it, and I thought it was ironic that he was the speaker on Saturday in Pennsylvania at the honorarium for that event 20 years ago on the Pennsylvania farm field. But Obama apparently was the, I don't know what I would say, the worst one. Jay, I don't remember what it was that Victoria said specifically. She said, well, he didn't really do that. He did this. But there was some executive action that was taken by Obama to keep the suit that these people, Breitwather and her people.
Oh, no, that's true. To keep the lawsuit away from the Saudis. Yeah.
Yeah, to try
to give him immunity. Yeah, no, that is a true fact. And it was my greatest disappointment. You know, look, just to be honest, you guys know I love Trump, but, I mean, Trump could have gone after him for Khashoggi. He didn't. And it was a disappointment to me because he's the guy who's kind of outside of the political spectrum that could have gone after them. There is something that the Saudi government has had on every president to different extents. And so it makes you wonder what that is. I get that they provide stability, but what in the heck? And now Biden released those documents that show that they were trained. The Saudis paid for the training of the people who carried out the 9/11 attacks. It's unbelievable. And, you know, it's the head scratching with the Chinese government.
I
was just saying it's terrible. When you think about how much the American people and the public do not know, how much is hidden from us, how much is just like under wraps. There's so much.
There's all kinds of stuff that's hidden from us. It's like we're not supposed to, the control of the news media, the control of the pipeline of information, that's the point that you're making is a very good one. We don't know a lot of things. You know, it's the old business of I know what I don't know, and I know that I don't know really the story behind the story when it comes to all of this. We're so busy doing things that are inconsequential and nonsensical that we don't really pay attention to the things that are true. And it's part of education, frankly. And to show you exactly what I'm talking about, we'll have some trending things. The social media stuff is coming up in a matter of moments here. It's Jay and Jennifer and Doug on the DJV program at 18 after the hour. Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't compromise your visibility with streaks or smearing on your windows. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. The professional parts people will help you navigate their wide selection to find just the right wiper blades for your vehicle. O'Reilly Auto Parts will even install your wiper blades free. That's free. See better and drive safer with new wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon. And the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Three after the hour here on the Tuesday, September 14th DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer and J.J. Kirshner is now going to go through a number of the items that are trending in the social media world, including an engagement. Da-da-da-da-da. What skinny actress is going to marry a skinny musician? We'll find out after this.
The pitch is moving up
today. Antonio's Animation Studio needs a 3D designer today.
What are we going to do?
Someone who's as artistic as they are organized.
How are we going to get all this done? What about the production schedule?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessments. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
A new season is the perfect time to change up your look. And luckily, 21 Days of Beauty is happening now at Ulta Beauty. Snag daily beauty steals of 50% off the must-haves from brands like IT Cosmetics and Benefit. And discover new Gotta Have It launches from brands like Jaclyn Cosmetics and Tula. Experience the thrill of finding new faves during beauty's biggest event. But hurry, this event ends September 18th. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
All right, so, Jay, who's the skinny actress who's engaged to a skinny musician? Please, we need to know.
Kate Hudson. Yes, the world is craving this. Kate Hudson is engaged to Danny Fuchikawa. After 5 years together, they have one daughter together, Ronnie Rose, who's named after Danny's dad, who passed away almost a decade ago. And it's cute. It's sweet. So this is her third skinny rocker. As right. We want to call him, skinny musician. Although Chris Robinson, her first marriage, who she has one child with, was skinny, long hair. Matt Bellamy was skinny, short hair. And then here's Danny, and they are going to be taking that walk down the aisle. Kate Hudson
also
has
hair
two
like?
Boys.
Has he got hair?
Yeah, he does. Not as long as what Chris Robinson's was, but it's nice. It looks good. He's
hot.
That's
funny.
Scrawny guy.
Isn't it interesting? We were just talking about this off the air. How some of these, maybe it isn't just Hollywood folks who have a type, but in general, do we have a type? Like Jennifer, the men that you've dated over the years, have they been similar in size and stature?
I date all over the gamut. It's really funny. Yeah.
All right, so there's that. Jay, yeah, before you got hitched, where you could we pick a man out of the crowd that you might have liked?
No, I was across the board. My height, shorter than me, super ridiculously tall. The only thing any of them had in common was funny. They made me laugh and they had manners. Those were my two big ones.
Wait, that sounds like an influence from back in Cleveland. Well, I think it is. Don't you think your parents set sort of not the rules but standards, whether it's directly or indirectly? Come on. Would your mother and father influence who you went after, both of you? Because I know both of your parents.
Yeah.
I don't know Doris,
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, and there's always that saying that women marry their fathers, men marry their mothers, or someone who's kind of similar. To an extent, I would say, but sometimes it's like the bad qualities, or it's like, like my mom and I, we can commiserate on things. If my husband's, like, making me mad, I can call my mom and be like, hey, and vent to her, and she's like, oh, that's okay, that's normal. That's not normal.
Stupid.
Yeah, that's normal. You're being ridiculous, Jay.
Your father was telling me
it's my fault.
Your father was telling me last night, when he goes into the kitchen, his office is on one side of the kitchen, your mother's office on the other side of the kitchen, and when he goes in to get a cup of coffee, they usually say, hi, see you later.
Yeah.
That was kind of cute. And Jennifer, your mother and father aren't together now, although your mother's in. Every time I go into the office at CRN, they come and you and your father run, your mother's in there doing the payroll or something, whatever.
Yeah, I'm missing the help because she's been gone. Now it's all back on me. But no, you know, the one thing I can say is I always went with the nice guy, like a nice person, you know.
Yeah.
They taught me to
do it. That's important. Okay. I was absent that day in school. It's 28 past the hour on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automated tech story. I'm Nick Myles. One of the vehicles at the show is the ACM City One, a German-built electric microcar that will be sold for a low price en masse. The firm has been developing the City One for 8 years. The car will have an interchangeable battery and space for up to 5 passengers. It is expected to sell predominantly to fleet sector, including taxi and leasing companies in Asia and Africa. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. Not to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With Americans left behind in Afghanistan, President Biden shifted gears and campaigned for recalled Governor Democrat Gavin Newsom in California. Instead of the issues concerning Californians, the message is to blame Trump and label opposing views as Trump-like.
He's a clone of Donald Trump. Can you imagine him being governor of this state? You can't let that happen.
Mr. Newsom.
Trumpism is still on the ballot in California, and Trumpism will be defeated all across the United States of America, because we're better than that.
Closest contender, Republican Larry Elder, pledged to replace Senator Feinstein, as she's ready to leave public office, with a Republican if he wins the California recall. With a 50-50 Senate, that's why there's so much interest in what happens in California on both sides of the aisle. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The Biden administration is expecting a terrorist organization to police terrorism in Afghanistan. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, unable to show up in person to Congress, answered questions from lawmakers via television.
There's no evidence that staying longer would have made the Afghan security forces or the Afghan government any more resilient. We expect the Taliban to ensure freedom of travel, to make good on its commitments on counterterrorism, to uphold the basic rights of the Afghan people.
Tennessee Congressman Republican Tim Burchett on Fox News is asking Blinken to resign over incompetence.
And this is what they know to expect from this bunch. They've got no guts. Secretary Blinken needs to resign in shame, and they need to go back to the drawing board. 13 Americans are dead. One of them was his family's a neighbor of mine. I was with the family this weekend at his funeral. It should have never happened. That is complete failure on this administration. And I don't even know if the president is cognizantly aware of it, of what's even going on. And you've got a vice president they put in charge of the border situation, hasn't even been to the border. And the American public needs to wake up and realize what the heck is going on in our liberties that they're taking from us and what we have to expect. It's just this utopia, liberal utopia, woke-utopia, as it's been called, that they're pushing on us. And it's going to continue until we do something about it. Enough is enough. This administration needs to step aside and let the professionals handle.
USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tuesday, right? T-U-E-S-D-A-Y. You have trouble learning how to spell the names of the week, like Wednesday.
Yeah, that's the one that's the trickiest, I think.
Yeah, I still have to pronounce it that way while I'm spelling it. Yeah.
Wednesday. Good for you. Jay Kirshner, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, at your service and on your side. The best way to forgive is not to blame. I saw that on a billboard. And I was thinking about this sign that neither of you have ever been in my office. I have a sign that says, fix the problem, not the blame.
Like
so let's take that approach to some of the things that are going on. For example, just not to belabor the situation in California, but Jennifer's so close to it, and it is a national, I don't want to say national story, it's a national event.
Yeah,
in reality.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, everybody's eyes are on. Larry, if nothing else, Larry will have a lot more listeners to his syndicated radio program. What do you think? Yes?
Yeah. And, you know, I really, just in talking to people, I think this is a recall that has been called a Republican recall, a recall of white supremacy, of all of these stupid things. And it's so misunderstood because the people who are recalling or looking to recall Gavin Newsom, somebody got it right. Mad moms, mask mandates, and Hispanics are the ones who are.
Well, I told you about the farmers Farmers, earlier in the hour. Farmers are BS'd about his stuff.
Mm-hmm. You know, what's so frustrating is that you can admit that there is voter fraud without saying it changed the outcome of an election. Now, I happen to think that it did in 2020. Some people happen to think that it did not. But we have to acknowledge that there's voter fraud and that there's voter fraud in every election. And so one of the things is that Gavin Newsom is saying, well, if Larry Elder loses, he's just going to cry voter fraud. Well, if he loses fairly, I don't think that that is going to be the case. And this weekend, I was at a station event and my phone, I checked into my hotel room and I was listening to the local newscast and I happened to see this story. And then someone, a friend of mine who is in local media in California, called me and said, they might try to bury this story. There's a fire burning, but I want you to know about it so that you can get it to Larry, get it to some attorneys. So they opened up early voting facilities over the weekend in more spots than had been opened before. And one of those spots was a high school in Woodland Hills called El Camino Real. And so some of the community turns out, and they just happen to have local news crew there watching these people come out and vote. And they ran across this woman who was upset that she turned up, and she brought her barcode in to be scanned. And when she scanned herself in, they said that she had already voted. And so instead of just walking away, she kind of pitched a fit and said, I have not already voted. What's going on here? And the woman at the polling place said, this has been happening all day. Everybody, it seems, that has been showing up has been told that they've already voted. And so she started waiting in front and watching these people get turned away. And she asked them, what are you? Are you registered Democrat or Republican or independent? Every single one of them were registered Republicans.
So is there an investigation? Is the attorney general looking into this?
Well, I sent it to my friend who's an election law attorney, and he's been digging around on it because I wasn't going to do my part and get told this and not do something about it. But for the people there, they were finally allowed to cast a provisional ballot. But how are they going to decide? And so this is my question. Okay, so the patting you on the head is that you cast a provisional ballot and they'll get to the bottom of it. But what if they decide the vote that wasn't yours is the legitimate vote? How did whoever that person is vote? Mm-hmm. What is that? What does that say? And so it's really infuriating when you hear people saying that voter fraud just doesn't exist because they don't want it to match a political narrative. We have to get better at this. We have to do better at protecting our
voters. We were better at it. And
I don't care who wins.
Tinkering,
we just have to get better at it.
I care who wins. All right. So let's go to where Jay is in Nashville. Jennifer's in California. Jay's in Nashville. Have you, in your time living there, experienced this same kind of thing? Is the political machinery there, if that's the way we're going to... It really is. They're both machines. So what sort of controversy, head-to-head problems have Republicans and Democrats had there, at least since you've been there?
Really, the biggest thing has been the mask mandates, the whole mask thing. Where I am, because the South tends to lean towards the right a little bit, but Nashville is very transient. And then down the road, about 40 minutes, you have Fort Campbell, which, again, is very transient. And so you have a lot of Democrats. You have a lot of the left, too. So people have been really fighting more so over this COVID thing than I've ever witnessed since moving here.
Really?
It's strongly been more about that. And it's also been county to county. So Davidson County, where Nashville is, had a lot of the shutdowns, more mandates, while all the surrounding counties who have people that work in Nashville didn't have any of the mandates. So it was all stupid because it's like, well, not everybody's following the same guidelines and rules, and everything's negating everything else.
Uh-huh.
And then you have leadership who doesn't want to, you know, tick anybody off. So they just toe the line that they're like, well, let's do this, but then also make your own decisions. And everybody's like, just decide something.
Yeah.
Do your dang job.
All right. So now that we're here, let's spend some time talking about what's going on with COVID. The light at the end of the tunnel is there. Jennifer, I had a shot over the weekend. You weren't here yesterday, so I didn't tell you. You didn't hear me tell that story of how it wasn't, the event wasn't about me getting a shot. The event was about the amount of paperwork and BS that I had to go through. And then I said to the lady, what a sweet, this is a local pharmacy. They have two drugstores in Framingham. And that's where, you know me, I do all local. So I go to them. It's run by an Indian guy named Patel, who's a wonderful, he's a champion for the community. And so, so I go in and there's this three-page form. And I looked at, I didn't have to fill out any forms before when I got the shots, I went to Beth Israel, and I just got the shots. I didn't fill out anything. So there's this paperwork, and the lady said, well, we have to have you do this now because they want to make sure the wrong people are not getting the shots. I said, what does that mean? She said, well, the CDC guidance says you can't have a shot unless it's been 8 months. And I said, why? She said, I don't know. I said, well, can I talk to Patel? I want to find out what's going to happen to my body if I get a shot and it hasn't been 8 months. And so I went to talk to him, and he said, nothing. I said, so what's the reason for this? Well, it's the way they want it conducted.
They.
I said, so, yeah, they, them.
That's the problem problem that I have. It's not the vaccine or people wanting to get protected.
Yeah.
It's that they are in control. Well, who the hell are they?
Exactly.
You know?
So I said, and the lady says to me, well, the guidance will probably change next week.
Right.
Because it changes every time you turn around.
Every time you blink.
Right. So I said to them, you know, again, we have three pages of documentation. It's all about me, and the doctors I have and what I've had for ailments. And I said, I don't want to tell people this. It's none of their damn business. I have a medical record that's my personal. I mean, what about HIPAA, for God's sakes? You shouldn't be, these questions shouldn't be asked. And so I refused to fill out the form, and I had to do a lot of fast talking to get a couple of shots. I got the flu shot, and I got a pandemic, and pneumonia shot.
Pneumonia, good.
Yeah. But the thing that really is absurd about all of this is that they don't have a good reason. They don't ask why.
They don't have
the
any
problem
reason.
With me is I ask why. Why do we need this?
But you don't, see, the that's government doesn't what's infuriating need that. Is that if you ask why, and look, we're in different places on the vaccine, but if you ask why on anything or just look for some clarity on anything, you're accused of being anti-science. And it's like,
yeah.
No,
well, so
I actually just want to understand.
Science is God now?
But I want to understand the science because so many people are saying, well, it's the science, and then 2 days right. later they flip around again.
Yeah, yeah, because
exactly.
then
that's
the science.
That's why people are upset about it. It's,
yeah.
it's like just
see, what
to
you,
like normal people.
So what did you have for science studies in school, Jay? What did you study? Did you have chemistry, biology?
No, I never made it into chemistry. Biology, yeah. It was just the regular run-of-the-mill science classes and then biology, and that was it.
Did you do earth science? So you understood the earth? Did you have that?
Yeah, we had that. That was earth. Kind of like more middle school-ish.
Jennifer, what did you do? You said something. I didn't hear what you said, but I know it was.
Well, because for people, okay, so they tied your science to how you did in math, and since I always had a hard time in math, that's why I couldn't get to chemistry, and so they started me in earth science.
Really?
Earth science, yeah. Which was really a bummer because, you know, I was a smart kid and I just am a poor tester. And so, I mean, once I started understanding math, I started tutoring people. I'm like, I was getting A's once I understood it in college. It was just, I had a block when it came to like the standardized math testing, like it would freak me out. So I'd get all of my points in the English, in the essay writing, in the English, the history, all of that. But math would always screw me up. But anyways, yes, I started in earth science and biology, and I took anatomy, which I really loved.
Mm-hmm. So now, I'm sure you notice I dropped that one. there's a story from the
that too, if you know what I mean.
There's a Food and Drug Administration sort of fork in the road here. Apparently, there are a bunch of vaccine researchers who are saying that the booster shot that I just got, you don't really need.
Right.
Did you see that?
That's the science. Right.
Right. Yeah, that's this week's science.
Well, they're saying you don't really need it because it's more of what you already have. And so it's...
Well, what we already have, what I get from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is one of the DGV health doctors that's on the program every week, is that this is the flu, it is a flu vaccine. What we've gotten is a flu vaccine. Every year there is a flu vaccine that is supposedly directed toward what somebody's, excuse me, in a laboratory figures is going to be the predominant strain that we can vaccinate against. And that's all this is. So every year you can count going forward, and whether the news media or everybody makes a big hoopla about it, you're going to, if you're smart, I guess if you're smart, if you're going to take the vaccine, I never had a flu vaccine in my life, never had the flu. But I don't, in this case, I don't want to be exposed to it for any number of reasons. But anyway, if you don't think you're going to have a vaccine every year to keep your immune system working or tuned up or at least directed toward these things, then, you know, you're kidding yourself, because these are going to, you're just going to have, it isn't over, it won't be over, it'll never
it's
go
never
away.
Gonna be over.
It's always
that's why
there.
I think it's such a mistake to be like, well, when Biden comes out as hard as he did last week and says that he's going to use OSHA to mandate employers giving jobs to people who are only vaccinated and all this stuff, he is going to try to do all that and he is going to die politically on that hill. And it's never going to be controlled. This is the thing. People have misunderstood. It's a virus. And it is going to be like the flu. And every year, this is what we're going to have to do.
We
need to focus on therapeutics. We need to focus on the vaccine because people are going to get sick. You're not going to stop it.
One of the things that you're either going to be infected or you're going to be vaccinated and protected. Two categories, two classes. That's it.
Stop telling people what to do with their bodies.
Yeah.
It's driving me crazy. Especially when you're putting something in your body. If someone's not comfortable with that, back off.
Right.
Yep. Keep your own distance. Wear your own mask. I wear a mask.
And
your
own shots. Right.
The one thing that is troubling about that is that, and this is really the reason I did it, I did not take shots for me. I never thought that I would get, I've never had the flu, never thought I'd get COVID, but I've done it because I want to protect my family. I want to protect other people. I don't want to get it from somebody else or be exposed to it from somebody else. Let's put it that way. And I don't want to give it to somebody else. I could be a carrier and not have it. So anyway, that's kind of what's in my mind about this. But don't think this is going away because it sure as heck is not. 47 past the hour. You're listening to the Tuesday DJV program on the radio and downloads. The download continues. We have a couple of really good ones from the last couple of days. We talk about Cindy Crawford in one of the DJV downloads that you can listen to at djvshow.com. The best thing about Cindy Crawford that we said is she created an old ad for charity, but she looks like she did when she did the first ad.
Yeah, great.
Looks the exact same.
And I talked to Roberta Fasanelli, who used to be on this program on that podcast, talking about the hurricane damage to her home down in New Orleans. And we also have a podcast that's been posted that you'll hear actually on the air. The podcast is the entire conversation I have with a gentleman I think is fabulous, a guy who's written a book, David Rubenstein. Rubenstein, I always mispronounce his name. His book is called The American Experiment, Dialogues on a Dream. Fabulous information about America and Americans. David Rubenstein. Why do I do that? I know it's Stein, so why do I say Steen?
It's Stein. It's confusing sometimes.
It is kind of.
Sometimes it just comes out.
Anyway, the book is called The American Experiment, and we have that synthesized as well in a DJV download, djvshow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, it's Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour, Tuesday, September 14th. It's the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Victoria is on vacation this week, so Jay Kirshner is here to aid and abet my, is it a bed or a bet? I've never spelled it. I think it's an aiding and abetting. I think it is with a D.
On yeah. Oh, with a T? Me.
Is it a T or a D?
I found it.
Is it a T?
Wikipedia.
Okay. I bet. Yeah, right. You can look it up while I start talking about Facebook. Facebook is betting that the future of socializing online is going to involve high-tech face computers. Wow. Sounds like science fiction, right? When it comes to smart glasses, the company is not quite there. They unveiled a $300 pair of specs built in partnership with eyewear company Eyeslure Luxottica. Anybody ever heard of them?
No.
Yeah, I've never heard of them. Anyway, it sounds like something out of a James Bond movie. Let's wearers, or maybe Mission Impossible, let you wear the glasses, take photos and videos from the glasses. There's no fancy display or built-in 5G connectivity. A pair of cameras, a microphone, and speakers into a set of these glasses. How about that? So Facebook is saying that wearing these tiny computers with cameras on our faces while we interact with people may be fun, get us a step further into what is called the metaverse. Devices like these come with serious questions, though, about your privacy, the privacy of the people that are around you. I don't know that I'd want to have somebody taking shots of me, frankly, and not me, and not knowing it. They're also kind of a reflection of these damn people at Facebook. All they want to do is get into our lives. I'm tired of this, frankly. You got people listening to the phone now. They want to see what you're doing. Where is it going to go? And what is it? Why does Facebook need to or even want to know what's going on in our living rooms, etc.? And by the way, Facebook's not the only company with ideas about smart glasses. Apparently, Google is selling early versions of its glass headset, and they've been doing it for a number of years. But it flopped, remember? Because consumers didn't like it, and I'm thinking that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, it was ugly and awkward.
Yeah, but do you want people to see, do you want to be videoing everything that goes on with people that you talk to no matter where it is? I don't want that.
No, that's ridiculous.
It is. It's ridiculous. All right, back with the Jay in a moment, focusing on Instagram right after this.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. There's probably no one better than you at explaining the importance and satisfaction of owning silver and gold coins, especially right now during these really uncertain and strange economic times.
Well, I appreciate the compliments. It is uncertain, and when you have uncertainty, typically precious metals rise, along with excessive government spending. And as you know, right now, we're trying to, at least one party, excessively spend money.
When you have something in your hands, it's something that you can always use, right? It's something you can always utilize. If it's just some, you know, money in a bank or you're investing in something else, like in stocks or something else, you never know when that's going to go down. You never know the dips. But if you have it in your hands, it's something you can always use.
Gold's up 530% since 2000, while the Dow and S&P are up 200%. And when you put it in your hands, it's like putting a puppy in your hands, and you can appreciate that. We say money is history in your hands, and since before Christ, gold has withheld value over time.
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD, 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
All right, so, Jay, excuse me, you're the Instagrammer here, so give us the update on what they're developing.
This is great news. Instagram is developing a favorites feature that will give you more control over your feed, where you can favorite up to 30 accounts. This will let you pick 30 different profiles, 30 people, where you can hit the favorite and then see them much better in your feed, where they're not getting buried down. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, your followers can get really bogged down with so many. And then the next thing you know, you're only seeing the same five accounts that Instagram's algorithm thinks that you want to see, even if it's not. And Instagram has started this really annoying thing where if you scroll down enough, it says, oh, you've already seen everything from the past 3 days. Here's a whole bunch of random accounts you don't follow that we think you would like to follow. So this new thing is great. It's not being tested externally yet, so users don't have any hand in this. But right now, the internal prototype is being worked on.
That is so annoying. Like, you have nothing better to do with your time.
Yeah, stop telling me what I want to see. I will tell you what I want to see.
Thank you. Yes, that's a very good point. Instagram. Okay, there it is. And Jay is here. Thank you very much, Jay. I'm done.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
At least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.